Yeah, I've been down in the mountains of Tennessee before when those have happened. They get the thunderstorms that roll in, and you're down in the valley, and you get the echoes off the mountains on each side, and that's really kind of a different, kind of an eerie sensation in that when you hear those the thunder like that. So I can imagine. And I was just looking, and I got for the remainder of the week we're in the 80s, wow, until Saturday. Saturday back, we're back up to 94, but we're 90 tomorrow, 87, 86, 81, 88. Friday night, we have an outdoor concert here in Saginaw Township at a friend's house. They have a friend of theirs coming up to do a concert for them. He lives in Nashville and is a budding country singer. So they've been friends with him for years, and he's playing a concert on Thursday night, so they got him to come by and do a free concert on Thursday night, and then theirs is on Friday night. So they just said if everybody could kind of chip in $10 to help cover his costs, drive up from Nashville, he'll be up doing the concert. And then he's got a pay concert that he's doing down in Flint someplace on Saturday. So at least it's going to be 88 degrees. But I've also looked at where I'm going to be going down in the Little Rock, Arkansas area, and I'm looking at this coming week. Anyway, basically it's 95 degrees every single day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms every single day. So I leave the following week, so I'm hoping they get a cold spell that goes through the south and drops it down into the 80s at least. If not, riding the motorcycle down there, it's going to be brutal. Because I do wear all the gear all the time, and you know, helmet and gloves and jacket and boots and all of that stuff. So you in cool gear as much as I can, plus sitting on a six-cylinder motorcycle in that kind of weather, it drains you pretty quick. So it may not make it quite as enjoyable as it could be. So anyhow, thanks, Rick, for joining us tonight. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ, standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, well, I had a little bit of rain Thursday night. It lasted maybe 5 minutes, and it didn't hardly wet down anything, but my garden is already done, so I didn't get any good tomatoes out there. I got some cherry tomatoes out there yet I'm getting. No cucumbers, so anyway, other than that, enjoyed yesterday. It was outside. It was not too bad out there. I had a nice breeze going through where we were sitting, so we had a good time out there. There was probably about 100 people there, so anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF. Talk to you tomorrow night.